My name is Musa Saeed. I'm the writer and director of a feature film called Valley of Saints. It's a love story set in Kashmir against the political instability and conflict of the region.
And how did the story come about for you?
The story came about because I grew up in Indiana, but my parents came from Kashmir in the 70s to America. I was born in Bloomington while my dad was doing his PhD there. I grew up just outside Indianapolis in Plainfield, but I didn't know much about Kashmir growing up because my parents had left, you know, the conflict there and hadn't wanted to go back. But, you know, as I got into my mid-20s, I was curious to know more about the place that they left and, you know, where my roots are and, you know, where do I fit in the world. And so I went back to Kashmir to, you know, reconnect with my roots. And I thought the best way to do that was to make a film because I think it helps me, you know, break out of my comfort zone and be able to meet people and form new relationships.
I know you're talking emotionally comfort zone, but filmmaking as well? Writing as well?
I think writing and filmmaking, I mean, everything, it helps me move beyond what I know and want to discover what I don't know and to put me in places and with people that I think will give me new perspectives. So that's why I think, writing and filmmaking are really important for me to do that.
So where and how long did it take to make the film?
So we made the film in Kashmir, and we made it sort of under very difficult circumstances. There was the conflict in Kashmir has been ongoing for the last 50 years to sort of varying degrees of intensity, and it just so happened that when we were going to actually go into production, there was an actual military curfew that happened, and so we were making this film under a curfew, basically. And so we had initially wrote a like 110-page script. I had like a crew of 10 or 15 people that were going to come with me, an actress from America. But because the situation got so bad just before we were supposed to shoot, we only went with two or three people. We cast all local actors, and we spent 2 months basically making the film sort of on the fly. We threw out the script and just sort of, you know, worked with what we had and tried to make this film under these very difficult circumstances.
Now, did you have to check in advance to let them know you were coming to shoot a film?
Well, we did.
We got. Can you answer with well?
we got permission from the government to shoot the film. We just didn't tell them when we were going to shoot it, and so we tried to fly under the radar. I think it was just for local people. You know, people were like, "Is this the right time to make a film because of all the instability that's going on?" And you know, some people weren't cooperative, but I think we felt that it was important to do it, especially at such a time, because people really need to know what it's like to live in a conflict zone, what daily life is like for Kashmiris. And we did get a lot of support from. We filmed the film was all shot on this very beautiful lake called Dell Lake, and so it's this really interesting lake community of people that live on islands and boats. So it's this really interesting living lake community. And because I had spent so much time doing research there, this community really supported me in making the film, and they protected us. And, you know, and because we had such a small crew, they came in and, you know, held lights and gave us transportation and fed us and all that kind of stuff. So we had a lot of local support from the community that made it possible to shoot.
So it sounds like it was a little guerrilla filmmaking without it getting too turning into Argo or extremely dangerous situation.
Yeah, we mostly tried to stay out of trouble. I didn't want anyone to get hurt. Sometimes the trouble came to us, and you know, we had to make do with that and get out of those situations. And you know, we pushed as far as we could just to also capture what was going on. And so, you know, like my cinematographer, who's Yoni Brook, who's, you know, a skinny white guy, he could more easily, like, pretend to be a tourist than I could. And so he would go with a small camera and go and pretend to be a tourist and take pictures of soldiers and then sort of hang out with them, you know, as long as they would allow him to, and then be able to shoot some stuff of actual, you know, military checkpoints and things like that.
So you said you did some discovery. What did you discover about yourself while making the film?
I think, you know, I discovered that, you know, I am very much American, but at the same time, you know, I do have a connection there, and I I had expected that my family there, that would be the way that I would really reconnect, but it was really through making this film and meeting this community and really sort of rediscovering the beauty of Kashmir. Kashmir has been a really, you know, big tourist spot for a long time, and it's still very beautiful, but that beauty is sort of in danger because of the conflict. And so that's what I focused on. The film is not really so political as it is about just really exploring the daily lives of people in this beautiful place that's in peril.
Beyond the resorts,
yeah, and beyond the headlines. So it's really about you know really experience, like the film really transports people, I think, into the lives of people here and to this beautiful setting. You know, it's exotic and all that, but at the same time I think they'll see that it's very familiar because it's a story about love and friendship.
So this is your first Heartland film?
Yes. I've since moved to New York. After graduating high school, I went to film school in New York, and I've been there ever since. So I missed my 10-year high school anniversary this year, but this is sort of making up for that.
Yeah, there'll be others.
Yeah,
everybody's gonna be fatter. That's all.
That's true. Well, hopefully I'll keep it trim. But actually, some of my high school teachers are coming today to the film, so I'm really excited to share it with them.
Now, how many other festivals will this go to?
Well, we premiered in January at Sundance, and we have been to, I think the film is screened on every continent except for Antarctica, so.
Work on that.
I just met the programmer from Antarctica, so he screens films for, I think, 12 scientists at some research station there, so hopefully I'll do that. I'm sure they are.
Very intense.
Yeah, I'm sure. It'll be a lot of fun.